Good morning, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Karen Wazitsky. I am not a customer. I called, I think, probably your, I don't know, a central number, but I'm from Kingston, all right, Kingston, New York.
Okay.
On Saturday, I found a cable on the ground right in front of my house, and I'm pretty sure it's Arch Top because I have Spectrum, and there's nothing wrong with my house. I have all my electricity. I have my internet. I have my cable. So the only thing that's possible is that it belongs to Arch Top. And they had installed, they were working on our street about a week and a half ago. So it is now laying in my front yard. And I called, and the woman said she wrote everything up, and she was sending the order. But no one came yesterday. So I was wondering if, you know, anything's going to be done here. I'm assuming some customers who are, I don't know if you got any complaints because maybe it's not affecting anybody. I don't know.
Okay, but I can definitely find out for you. What is your name once more, please?
Karen Wazinski, WereSzynski. And the cable runs from 27 to 35 Cassidy Street.
You said it was
between the two poles.
It was 35 Caskey Street?
Yeah, and it starts at, and then 27, so it goes up the hill. So it was between the cable was connected between the two poles, and it came down from the pole in the next door house, and then it just came right across the street and, you know, across my front, my driveway. So we just put it all in the yard, in the front yard, so it wasn't in the street anymore.
Okay. So Your specific address is 35, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. But as I said, I'm with Spectrum, and nothing's wrong in my house. With it. I might be wrong. Maybe it is an Arch Top, but I don't know who else it could be then. Because it's not Central Hudson, because we all have electricity.
Yeah. And then...
And it does look, it's a very thin cable. You know, it's now one of those thick cables. It's flat, which looks to me like a cable, you know. Thing or whatever.
Okay.
And they were just here recently. I would say about a week and a half ago, and mm-hmm. they were installing on this street and right in the area. I don't know who the customers are, but they were in front of my house and, you know, and up the street, and they were installing.
So to clarify, the line was going across the street aerially. Ooh, I can't speak this morning. I apologize.
No, it was down. It was down.
Originally, was it going across the street aerially and it came down?
It must have been. Yeah. But in that, you're talking that, yeah, right across, but, you know, above driveways, just like all of them are. It's not horizontal. It's vertically down, not horizontal. From one pole to another, vertically going up a hill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where they were. They were, because they were standing right in front of my house, and they were doing something on the pole. And so, as I said, I crossed the elimination. I figured it has to be them, but I'm surprised you haven't gotten complaints that people aren't getting their internet. So
well, maybe
know.
That we may still be in the construction side of things over there, so that's probably why.
Okay. All right. But that did come down. It didn't come down on my end. My end, it's still way up high. All right.
Okay.
It's not, but the rest of it is on the ground. It's, you know, on the ground. And I saw a squirrel out there.
So
they're going to start chewing on those wires.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't know why they think that's food. I don't know. But it wasn't there for too long. But it had come down on the other end. It was hanging like halfway down the pole. So we just moved it onto the lawn because otherwise it was stretching
into the road.
And so anytime I would go out of my driveway or they would go out of their driveway, they would be riding over it.
Okay. All right. So let me get this information over. Now, Caskey is Caskey, right?
No, Cassidy.
Cassidy. Okay. I apologize. So Cassidy.
Yes, and that's in Kingston, New York.
Yep, 12401. Nope, I figured.
Yeah. This is the number that came up under the Kingston you know, under the Kingston office number, but
yes.
I don't think I'm calling Kingston. Am I calling Kingston?
You are. You are. We're local.
Oh, I am. Oh, good. Okay. Good.
Yes.
Because I know we I just... didn't call Kingston on the weekend. That was, I think it's because the woman had a very thick Southern accent. So I don't know where I was, who I was talking to. But she said she typed everything and she sent it over. I don't know if you see anything like that.
I haven't been able to take a look yet. The only thing is that when we don't have a customer, it's harder to take notes for that. We typically notate it and send it to the other team. So of course it really does depend on who it was and how they documented it.
Right. Yeah. She said she had it all documented and stuff, but you know, again, I knew I wasn't calling the, cause it was, you know, it was Saturday night. Or Sunday morning, so definitely the weekend. And then when nobody came yesterday, I said, well, let me try to call the Kingston office then, and that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah, and I appreciate that as well for following up. The less damage we can get to those wires, the better.
Right. No one's complaining, then maybe you're right. Maybe it's not fully in yet. I don't know. Unless it is something else that's not affecting us over here, but I can't imagine because I have phone service and I have, that's Verizon. And I have the phone service. I have my internet, which is with Spectrum. My TV's working and I've got electricity. So I don't think it's any of those other companies.
Yeah.
I don't know. They'll find out when they get here, I guess, to see if, I mean, and
absolutely.
Then if it's not them, then we'll have to notify somebody else. But they were the last people that were here. And as I said, it was about a week and a half to 2 weeks ago that day. Because I was teasing them. I said, wait a minute. You're not going to interfere with my internet. And he said, absolutely not. But. And then it was very windy there. Remember, we had the storm and stuff.
Yes,
so,
we did.
It's possible that it loosened. I don't know. But, I was actually laying across my car. You know, when it fell down and was laying across the trunk of my car.
Oh, no.
Like, what is that? And I moved, you know.
At least it wasn't an electric cable.
that's what I'm figuring, because otherwise it might have been a problem.
At that point, you definitely did not want to go near it. But electric cables typically are much thicker, so.
Yeah, no, this is not. And it's flat. You know what I'm saying? If I flat, it's
moving
on the flat side. Not a heavy... Certainly not a heavy wire of any kind.
Yeah, and fiber optic can be very light as well, so that's...
Okay, all right, so that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking that's what it is, but until they come and look, we really don't know. And I don't want to start calling everybody else to come, so because I don't have any complaints.
Okay. So I'm going to get this over to the construction team just so that they can get a tech out there and verify.
Yeah, just let them check it out and see.
Absolutely.
This way we can eliminate. If it's not them, then, you know, maybe they'll know what it is. It's definitely one of the lower wires, one of the lower cables. It wasn't up high, all right? But as I said, it did come down on the other end.
Okay. Absolutely. And Karen, just in the event that we do need to reach out to you, what is the best phone number for you, please?
The one I'm calling from, 845-430-1314.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Karen, for reporting the cable. We are sending somebody over now to see if it is ours.
Okay, great. That'll be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. Thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I hear from people that they're really enjoying their Arch Top. So
yeah,
I was not, you know, because I've got everything with Spectrum, so I just didn't make the change. And plus, I had no internet for a while because I was doing reconstruction downstairs. So
gotcha.
But who knows? Maybe down the line.
Okay. Of course. Yeah. But I do hope that you have a fantastic holiday season. And again, thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber, and enjoy the rest of your day. You should see somebody out there soon.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.